Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. This is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I offer soul mentorship for women who want to reclaim their hearts after a breakup or relationship difficulty. So this episode is about when is enough enough? And it actually comes from a magazine that I was reading about the concept of enough. From a sustainability perspective, from a perspective of, you know, right livelihood and balanced livelihood. And, you know, it's just really been sitting with me of this concept of knowing that one, we're enough, oneself is enough. We are good enough as we are without needing to fix, change, or heal ourselves, or this part of having to be bigger than or more than who we are. And then it led me into this part of, you know, what are the behavior patterns where we feel we are not enough? And also just looking at our lifestyles, you know, how much are we consuming and all of this. But if you even take it to another level of relationship, you know, many of us hit a wall, whether it's we did the breaking up with someone or the other person did with us, but we hit the wall of that's enough. Enough is enough. I can't deal with this anymore. And it's such a great place to be in some ways, and not always fun and not always easy, but it's really the great balancer. And from doing holistic work and energy healing and working with people, truly healing is about coming back to balance, and it's coming back to one's personal peace and center and calm. And whenever there is over or under, we're out of balance. So there are some things where it's not enough, right? We're not getting enough support. We're not getting enough love. We're not getting enough kindness. We're not getting enough money, you know, to be able to pay our bills. Or we're not getting enough encouragement, inspiration. Or we're getting too much, or we are doing too much. You know, we are working too hard. We are spending too much. We are consuming too much, you know, eating too much, drinking too much, more than enough, right? And anyone living in the Western world, we are definitely consuming more than our share. And, you know, what's really neat is if we can actually take a look at what are the things in our life where we've either hit the wall, where we said, I've had enough of this. This is too much abuse, or this is too much negativity, or this is, I'm drained, I've had enough, I've hit burnout point. You know, that's usually a pivotal point of transformation and change. And, you know, I've gone through that many times myself. You know, I used to live in Toronto. There was an indulgent lifestyle in my 20s, partying, hanging out with friends, working my butt off. Just too much, right? Too much stuff going on in Toronto. And then I said, you know what? I'm done. I need to chill. And then moved to Guelph. And it's starting to become too much for me. It's starting to become too big. And this feeling of, you know, what is my share? And what is it that I really need, rather than letting it just always be about desire? But then when it comes to relationships or breakups, there is usually, if somebody is being rejected, right, there is an internal place of feeling low self-worth. If we're having relationship difficulties, there's usually a sense of not good enough, right? You're not communicating good enough. You're not showing up good enough. You're not sexy enough. You're not whatever enough, right? And it can hurt, and it can hit to the core. And again, been there. I'm always on a path of recovery. I've gone through emotional abuse myself and breakups and rejection, and also been the person who's had to break up with another, right? So it's an awful place to feel, because we don't, it's not really, you know, somebody else's standard or perspective or way of treating us really ultimately shouldn't affect us. You know, we know that in our ego, and we know that even on a soul level, but it does. And it can change the trajectory of our life if we actually internalize the not good enough message, or I'm not enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not muscular enough. I'm not making enough money. I'm not attractive enough. Like, all of these things because of another's eyes. And also society standards, right? So, you know, what is the remedy for enough, right? And I would say first is just coming into reminding yourself, I am enough as I am. What I have in my life is enough. Whether it's food or shelter or being single or being in a relationship, this is enough. I don't need more. I don't need to add more to this. And it goes, I mean, that it goes against some people's spiritual abundance traditions, right? This idea you're supposed to be able to constantly manifest, right? And I would say first, actually come to balance and actually go, what do I really need? Do I really need this? Or is this a distraction, right? For my values, my calling, my purpose, my feeling of happiness, peace, contentment. And, you know, really sitting with that and saying, what is enough for me? And then being able to say, what don't I have enough of? Being underwhelmed or being overwhelmed are usually indicators. You know, if we're really in just sort of a lackadaisical, stagnant place, it's usually an indicator there's something missing, right? So, wow, I need more creativity, or I need more stimulation, or I need more conversation, right? Or I need more alone time. Right. So things like that, you really want to check in with yourself on a daily basis as to am I feeling overwhelmed or am I feeling underwhelmed? This then extends to the planet. It extends to your family, your circle of friends, your habits, your patterns, you know, really taking a look. Am I overindulging? And then you can start really taking a look at what is it that I'm believing? You know, is it because of the consumer world we live in? I believe I have to be more, do more. Is it, you know, just really taking a look at that programming, taking a look at those belief systems? Is this a voice of an ex that I'm not this enough, right? I'm not lovable enough. I'm not all of this. Is that a voice from a past person who's no longer in your life? Could be a parent. You know, I definitely grew up with perfectionism in my family, and there was a perpetual message subconsciously that no matter what you do, you're a burden or you're not enough or good enough. You need to be always achieving, right? So something to consider. If you do need support with this, I absolutely would love to help you. I offer, you can either do a one-on-one dose of courage session, or I have a Courage My Love 3-month program, or a Blossoming Her 6-month program if you want deep transformation and real results to last for a long, long time. So check it out, blossomingheart.ca. Thanks for listening to this podcast of When Is Enough Enough? Talk to you soon.